pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the program today, it's Mondays with Merck and Morris, brought to you by Rich and Sons Camper Sales. We'll talk with both the head football coach at UNK, Daryl Morris, and the head football coach at Hastings College, Paul Merkowitz. Also, Alex Gordon will be with us in the second half of the program today. We head into the final week of the regular season and Major League Baseball, and Alex Gordon, back from injury, back playing the last week here for the Kansas City Royals, former Husker, of course, out of Lincoln. We'll ask him why he's playing, why, you know, coming back, wanting to play the last couple of weeks when the season's over. Obviously, not rushing back from injury, but must feel well enough to play. We'll talk to him about that, the season as a whole. But Alex Gordon will join us in the second half of the program today. We'll look at how Daddy's picks went over the weekend, how Johnny Casino's pigskin pick'em worked out for us and our contestant on Friday. All that, and probably a little news on Nebraska football coming your way as far as Missouri. It sounds like that's going to be a nighttime kickoff. People have been asking. I said, well, it sounds like that 8 o'clock spot, Missouri-Nebraska, and it looks like that is the case, and we should have official confirmation on that later this hour. But that's all coming up. Some decent college football over the weekend. The Fighting Turner Gills hung with Missouri for a while, so to stay with that, the National Football League, blown calls again yesterday, affecting the outcomes of at least one football game between the Bears and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But again, you can throw out that argument that, well, they could have still stopped them. Well, get the call right. That's all we ask, you know, get the call right. But anyway, all that going on, some pretty exciting NFL news. And when we get to our NFL power rankings on Thursday, Daddy, there will be some changes. Couple of surprises yesterday. Not surprised that Dallas keeps winning because, well, they're the best. Am surprised that New England just absolutely choked at home to one of the worst teams in football.
How big is Tom Brady? He's a monster. I think the guy makes a 3-touchdown difference.
No. Step up and play. Miami scored 38 on you. Tom Brady doesn't stop. He's not playing defense.
Well, Castle can't get the ball to Randy Moss, Wes Welker. He can't do it. You can't just say, Randy, I don't need all this zap 42 motion power 97 okay. Zam. I need Randy. Get your ass down the sideline. I'm going to throw it as all far right. as I can. Well, why is that so difficult?
Well, then why aren't they doing it? I mean, it wasn't like Tom Brady was threading the needle to Randy Moss last year. He was hitting Randy Moss wide open most of the time. So I'm guessing Matt Castle can throw one within a 5-yard circle and Randy Moss can go catch it. So again, not Matt Castle's fault. Also, what a horrific display of football in Philadelphia yesterday in the state of Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh and Philly, I expected a good football game. I got garbage. Pittsburgh, it must be all Ben Roethlisberger. Willie Parker, 20 yards. Didn't Philly give up 41 to the Cowboys? That just shows you how much better they are.
Yeah, I think, you know, Dallas's defense showed up last night. And, Pittsburgh, that you're bringing up that game, Doug, and we can break down every NFL game, but the pressure that's being put on those quarterbacks, amazing. Roethlisberger never had time. I mean, there's times he had a 3-step drop, and he's ducking to avoid one guy and getting drugged down by his shirt tail from another guy. There are 4 guys on Ben Roethlisberger, and I got to think he's hurt. He has got to be hurt after yesterday.
Well, we'll talk about all that and more coming up a little bit later on in the show. But as we do on Mondays, we'd like to find out what's going on at Hastings College and UNK. And it's time to talk to the head football coach of the UNK Lopers, Daryl Morris, after their 37-0 pasting of Adams State on Saturday. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, guys. How are we today?
Well, a little agitated as always.
Hey, you guys getting a little riled up about that NFL football, man.
Well, you know, it was so calm and cool and collected on Saturday, we don't have to get riled up about the Lopers. You laid a whooping on these boys.
Well, we played outstanding defense and jumped on them pretty quick offensively. But so, you know, I kind of like the games where you take all the suspense out of it myself. So let everybody go to the concession stand and buy up all the popcorn. So we had a great game. Kids played well, and we're excited about the win.
Darryl, obviously the defense playing great because this is a team that took Shadron leading into the fourth quarter. They played two other 1AA teams, if I'm not mistaken, very, very well. This is a team that really worried you guys.
Yeah, I was concerned about them. They played hard. They chased the ball well on defense, and they had done some really good things against Shadron, moved the ball on them pretty well. So we felt like they would come in and be a confident football team, thinking that, you know, okay, we lost two games to some non-bowl one Division I schools, and we played the former champion in this league, or this champion in this league, down to the wire. So, I thought they'd come in confident and give us a go.
Talking with Darryl Morris, the head football coach at the University of Nebraska, Kearney. This game was dominated in the first half, and then coming out in the second half, it was a little more even football game. I guess some places you want to continue to work on now?
Well, yeah, we continue to play well defensively, but offensively, Jack Hyatt sat down in the second half, and then, kind of doinked around a little bit offensively, I think, but there's some things that we could do. They began to realize that we knew how to block the three stacks that they had in their defense, and then they began to move those around and had a couple of kids have brain lockups. We put some young guys in the ball game later on. We don't have a lot of depth here at UNK, so anytime we get out in the league, we are going to have to play some backup kids and try to save the first stringers and not get them injured in a blowout game. So I think a combination of things may contribute to the fact we weren't as potent offensively in the second half as we were the first half.
Coach, I guess in seeing most of the first half of the ball game on Saturday, Rustin Dring stood out to me as doing good things at running back. And then Jeff Carnahan, and we call him G-Off and have some fun with him. But what a leg.
You call him G-Off.
I call him G-Off. That's fine. But what a leg. The 49-yarder was into the wind, and he just hammered that thing. It wasn't like there was any doubt in anybody's mind when it left the foot.
No, he had one bad kick. He tried to drive one going into the wind, which he didn't really need to do, and he figured that out and then came back and hit that 49-yarder. But, yeah, three field goals, 44, 44, and 49. And the 49er was into a 10-mile-an-hour, 12-mile-an-hour wind. So, and maybe up at the height of the top of the goalpost, it was even a little bit stronger than that. So, Jeff, the most impressive thing was when we had him pooch kick into the wind. He basically soccer-passed the ball right down the sideline to Pat Ackerman on what you might call an onside kick. It really wasn't, but we possessed the football. We score, then kick off and get the ball back. So Jeff can do so many different things right now for us. He took a shot in the back there on a kickoff return and laid on the field, and everybody was holding their breath and all that kind of stuff. And I made comment that I heard Coach Osborne tell a joke on Coach Boroff one time that Jeff was really just, kind of laying there trying to feel out the crowd, see what they were thinking about his potential injury. But, a good football player and doing a lot of great things for us right now.
Coach, I got to ask, are there scouts looking? I mean, when you get to a kicker, that's different than, I guess, a lot of other things. But let's face it, Jeff, if he's the best kicker in Division II football, which he's getting some preseason accolades for, I mean, this kid's got to have a chance to get a look at the next level. And you watch some of the stuff that's went on the last couple of weeks. You got a kid that can consistently make a 50-yard field goal. He's got to have a shot, doesn't he?
You would think, but I gave up a long time ago trying to figure out what the guys in the NFL are looking for. I have put Jeff's name on some material that they do send me. And then, of course, it's up to each individual club to decide if they're in the market for a kicker or want to take a look at a kicker. But I would put Jeff right now up against really anybody in the country. He's 64.7 yards on his kickoffs. He's placing the ball between the numbers and the sideline. He had one bad kickoff the other day, and it went out of bounds on the half-yard line. So, that was almost a perfect kick. His punting has been excellent, the different things he can do throwing the ball. But kicking field goals right now, we're telling the guys, Jeff Carnahan has basically shrunk our offensive field down to 60 yards. And if we can get on the 40-yard line, we're going to kick a field goal.
Darryl Morris, UNK football coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I guess you want to talk about the defense. You can break it down several ways, but you look at one thing stands out. Total offensive plays, 55. Total yards, 50.
Nowadays in modern-day football, you hold somebody to no points and you hold them under 100 yards total offense. You would think even a poor football team, and Adams is not, a poor football team will luck out and pop a guy or throw one deep and a guy will make a great catch and they'll get 60, 70 yards. So, you know, it's an outstanding effort by our defensive players and coaches, and couldn't be more happy about it, especially going into the Shattern game.
8 sacks in that football game for a total of minus 67 yards. And, Coach, you mentioned it. Shattern comes up, and now if you're a Loper fan, you got to be going, well, what does Shattern have? In some circles, I guess you would think they would be down, but when Shattern and UNK play, there's never a down Saturday.
Never a down Saturday. They'll play their pants off against us, and we're going to have to do the same. And it'll be a great football game, great atmosphere. They'll pack their stadium there, and it'll be a great experience for the kids at UNK.
Coach, obviously, you got to zero in on one thing and stop them, and it's been rushing the football, and you guys have been actually pretty good at that the last few years. What's the one thing that stands out to you this Saturday?
Well, I think exactly that. I think you got to control. You know, last year, McClain, their quarterback, got pretty hot on us, and we did shut down the run when they suffered the injury at tailback, so Danny Woodhead went down. So I think we just got to control the game. I think we got to try to control the game offensively and just kind of play within our system and play within ourselves, both offensively, defensively, and then we got to get Jeff Carnahan involved in the game.
Coach, obviously this is always a game that everybody looks forward to. It's going to be a key one in the RMAC race here. Do you see an advantage for your football team in the early going against Shattern?
Well, I think the advantage is going to have to be just the development of some confidence that we've seemed to have developed over the last couple of weeks. I do think we're playing good team football right now. I think, when we kind of went in the shell a little bit offensively in the second half, I think our defense just picked it up. We turned the ball over on our first drive in the second half last Saturday, and our defense, kind of bowed their neck and kept them out. So, and then we've played some good offensive football on occasions when the defense was maybe struggling a little bit, keeping them off the field, keeping them fresh and keeping them fast. So I think we just got to play a good team defense and good team offense, and maybe things will go our way.
Coach, thanks so much for the time this morning. Best of luck this weekend, and stay healthy.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Darryl. Darryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Part of Mondays with Merck and Morris, brought to you by Rich & Sons Camper Sales, where their summer blowout, huge savings on items like air conditioners, refrigerators, and the ultimate tailgating experience with the VU Cube. For more information, go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Rich & Sons banner. And coming up, Paul Merkowitz here in just a moment. But almost a head-scratcher here. I guess you just can't base anything on Adams State right now. You can't go in saying, boy, they were ahead of Shattern in the fourth quarter, and we just kicked their ass. No. But Shattern does appear to be a little bit more vulnerable. They still have some good running backs. Obviously, they've got Cooksley and some other good kids out there from Grand Island that are being a part of this football team. And we hope to have a chance to talk with Coach O'Boyle from Shattern later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. See where they're standing, and it's a little bit different now. Shattern has built their program to a national contender with Danny Woodhead. Now, can they keep it going?
Yeah, I think, playing on the road a lot of times in the RMAC has a lot to do with things also. But, boy, Adams State just got annihilated that first half, and I think everybody was a little bit taken back. And you look at there's not one positive statistic that stands out. 11 of 22 passing, 6.3 average yards completion-wise. That's six total first downs. Six first downs. That's amazing.
UNK wins 37-0, squares the record at 2-2. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul Merkowitz is going to join us from Hastings College right after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
The agents were catching up on their paperwork and waiting for the rain to stop when a very unusual man walked in.
I want to buy some of thine insurance.
Boy, that rain is really something, huh?
So what kind of coverage are you looking for?
Something for thy boat and thy livestock.
What kind of boat do you have?
I havest an ark.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell that?
Just like Arkansas, but thou leavest off the ansaw after the K.
Mm-hmm. Now for the livestock. You got cattle?
Two.
Hogs?
Two.
Horses?
Two.
Alpacas?
Barney Insurance. Call us at 237-2222.
At Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, we're proud to present exciting dining choices. Our legendary steaks are personally selected from our exclusive aged premium reserve beef. Sensational entrees like our premium glazed lamb chops and pecan-crusted Chilean sea bass will contribute to your experience. You can view the entire menu on our website. Join us for a relaxing and enjoyable dining experience at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, where steaks are our passion, excellence is our promise.
Now here's a real eye-opener for you. Lind Eye Care of Kearney is moving. That's right. As of October 15th, their new location will be at 4107 7th Avenue. At Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs, whether it's new contacts or LASIK surgery. At Lind Eye Care, they'll treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to visit Lind Eye Care in their new location at 4107 7th Avenue, beginning on October 15th.
Every Friday, Doug and Daddy's College Football Pick'em can win you a gift certificate to Johnny Casinos. Between 11 and noon every Friday during the football season, Johnny Casinos, west side of the Conestoga Mall, reminding you that what goes on during parts of Doug and Daddy is brought to you by Johnny Casinos.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today.
A wind advisory goes in effect across the area this afternoon. Otherwise, look for a mix of clouds and sun to develop today with an isolated chance of a shower or thunder shower early on yet. Otherwise, look for highs of 83 with an increasing south wind about 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight will fall off to 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, home of Monday Night Football tonight, the Jets and Chargers. Daddy, how'd you do this weekend? Paul Merkowitz coming up in just a moment. Not too bad, I hear.
No, 2-3, 2-for-3, I guess, 2 wins, 1 loss in the college ranks. The same in the pros, 2 wins, 1 loss, obviously.
And I would like to slap you for taking my lock of the year, which did come through. So my two four-star out of 5 stars have come through, Ohio versus Ohio State, Michigan State. Versus Notre Dame.
Yes, and you break your arm patting yourself on the back, really was much closer, probably got a little bit lucky getting out of there with a victory, but for a lock of the year, you want to have one of those 45-point debacles against
the
spread.
That would be awesome, but a win's a win, right?
Yeah, Tennessee was my loser, and anytime you're going to commit turnovers inside the red zone, and just were out of the game, and Florida took them out of the game. A lot of things that Florida did really, really well in that game kind of blew the doors off of them. Air Force, a loser by 7 points, but we got 9 points, so cover that game. Washington, -3 yesterday
in the pros. Now.
And Atlanta, -5.5, just beating up on a bad Kansas City football team. Loser was Carolina at Minnesota, took Carolina. And 20 unanswered points. And
you almost lucked out there.
A defensive touchdown. Yeah. You take the defensive touchdown out of there, of course, we do cover that. But nonetheless, we'll take 4 out of 6 any week, and we'll go down the road with our money in our pocket.
There you go. Daddy's Picks every Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, kind of a game of big plays and a game that was pretty close throughout. The University of Sioux Falls, number 2 in the country. And, Daddy, I think we mentioned this last year, it took them till the national semifinals to be held under 35 points. Well, Hastings College held a second-ranked Sioux Falls to 30 points a week after they hung 70 on Dana. 30-17, the final, and we're pleased to welcome in the head football coach, Paul Merkowitz, brought to you by Richardson's Camper Sales, Grand Island. Coach, good morning.
Morning, fellas.
All right, this is one of those situations where no one is ever, they always want to win the football game. But you were going up against the number 2 team in the country, and you play pretty solid. Again, you don't run the football very well, but you did a lot of good things in this game and were competitive with the number 2 team in the country. So your overall thoughts after looking at the film from Saturday?
Well, we got great effort from our kids. And I think that anybody that was at the game, and I've talked to quite a few people, and I'm proud of my football team. It's just, we got to, like you said, you got to find a way to come through and execute a little bit better. And I think it could have been even a little bit closer. We did some nice things throwing the ball offensively. As you indicated, we couldn't run the ball at all. But our defense and their effort, I mean, to hold them to right around 400 yards when you look at the numbers that they've been putting up on some people, I was really pleased with our defense.
Coach, I guess if there's one thing that stands out glaring for both sides was the penalties, 11 for them, 9 for you. Mm-hmm. It's just something you got to be cleaning up, I guess.
You know,
not
I think
big
a lot
yardage.
Of it's, you know, I don't want to make excuses. I mean, a lot of the penalties, at least the stuff on our end when I looked at our stuff, was within the game stuff. I mean, I don't, you know, you're going to have, you want that number down a little bit, but if you're playing hard and you're playing against a pretty good team, I think sometimes that gets into the equation. You know, it was just a, we had a couple of things. You know, we ran into a punter, I guess. It came across a face mask. And so there's just some things like that kind of happened. And I don't think Coach DeBoer would be concerned with it, and I wasn't really either.
Bad calls, as I understand. That's we understand. That's fine.
Paul Merkowitz with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, coming off the contest with Sioux Falls. Coach, we've seen some high school games already this year that we broadcast. We've watched some college. We've watched some NFL where, you know, a team comes in and you look for them to get that spark of confidence that says, hey, maybe we can play with this team. When did you think your kids believed that they could play with this team?
I think it was about the at least defensively, it was about the midway point of the first quarter because we gave up 14 points in the first quarter. We could not move the football at all. The wind was blowing and we were punting into the wind, and our defense was just, I mean, I think they probably had the ball across the 50 four or five times in the first quarter. They came away with two scores, but then didn't score again until, you know, later in the third. And I just, you know, I think defensively, I think our kids knew right away that if we were sound in what we were doing physically, we were handling what was going on. And then, you know, when we scored in the second quarter, I think it was just kind of a big relief to get a big play. And we knew it was going to have to be, you know, those kind of things because, you know, we weren't going to be able to sustain a 12 to 15 play drive against them and be able to run the ball that effectively.
Hastings College football coach Paul Merkowitz joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, single out some of those defensive players you thought came into their own on Saturday.
Well, you know, it's a lot of the similar names, but I mean, our defensive line right now, you know, Cody Swanson and Jake Mueller and Pete Bach, and those three guys are playing dynamite for us. We had a young man get injured in the third quarter by the name of Trevin Stutzman, and he was outstanding up until that particular point and played extremely well. He's an outside linebacker for us. But, you know, I thought our secondary was solid. You know, Mackenzie Hemji for us on defense, you know, we go as he goes. And you know, every coach I talked to in the league would love to have a player like him. We're just very fortunate to have him.
Well, Coach, we move on now and look to get back in the win column against Dakota Wesleyan coming up this week. And here's a team that's 2-1, and their only loss is to nationally ranked Morningside. So this is going to be a tough one on the road for you.
Yeah. And you say on the road, as I look at my desk, I'm trying to figure out places to eat and stay. And you ever been on the Chamber of Commerce website for Mitchell, South Dakota? It's a lot of options.
I'm going to go with there's a big picture of the Corn Palace, and that's about it.
Yeah, so we're just, you know, they're a very good football team. You know, they come in very solid run defense. You know, one of the things that I'm looking, and I know you guys get into stats a little bit more than I do, but one of the things that's glaring with our rushing offense, you know, the bottom five teams running the football have combined in our league two wins, you know, and we're one of those, you know, we're one of those teams. Obviously, we've got to be running the football better against a team that defends the run very well, they move the ball very, very well, even against Morningside. So, you know, we've got to be sound in everything we're doing, but we need to just get back in the win column.
Well, Coach, obviously, if you get some rushing game going, that clock will keep moving. You'll be able to shoot some pheasants and get out of there.
I hear you. That would be good. I don't hunt, but if we can run the football, I might start if that's what I need to do.
Coach, we'll kind of put a little fire on this one here. How important is this game to the rest of your regular season? Now, this looks like one of those games that can get you pointing in the right direction again. A big win if coming off this pretty decent performance this last Saturday.
It does for a lot of reasons. I think, you know, we still have aspirations of playing in the postseason, and you know, we pretty much need to win out if we're going to do that. I think you guys know that. But I also think from a mental psyche, you know, if you're not human, you know, you're human if you know, that Briarcliff game is still sitting in the back of my mind and still bothering me a little bit. But, you know, I think our kids played very, very hard and gave us a lot to work with. And I think as a coach, you know that if your kids are coming hard and playing with a lot of heart, You know, the rest of it is coaching and getting them prepared, and then we need to get a win and get going in the right direction.
Well, Coach, best of luck, and let's talk next Monday after another Hastings victory.
Thanks, guys.
Take care. Paul Merkowitz, head football coach, Hastings College. They're at Dakota Wesleyan, 1 o'clock, of course, all of Hastings College games on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS. Mondays with Merk and Morris, brought to you by Rich & Son Camper Sales. They've got their summer blowout going on now. Big, big, big savings on items like air conditioners, refrigerators, and the ultimate tailgating experience, the VU Cube. Don't wait until next spring and go, get it done this fall. Be ready to go next spring because, you know what, there's still some time to go out tailgate and travel. For more information on Rich & Son's Camper Sales, go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Yeah, Daddy, how much different would it be if Hastings was now 3-1 instead of 2-2 and played well against Sioux Falls?
Yeah, that I think that's a big difference maker. But you got to go back to Coach Holt's speech, you know. That's why the eyes are in the front of your head. We can't concentrate on what's behind us. So they get a look ahead, get a win against Dakota Wesleyan. But you know what? That's one thing about these small colleges. They know early on, we got to win out. And that stinks in a lot of ways, you know. When we make a
It's not like we go 7-5, we're going to this bowl, or we go 9-3, we're going to this bowl, or we get to go to the BCS of NAIA bowls. There's no such thing. It's playoffs.
Right.
There's only one thing to do.
Or it's go home, and they know what they've got to do, and it's good to see the kids respond because you got a monster of a football program coming in here, and you keep them to 30 points and the 400 yards, like he said. Great job, gentlemen. Now, you couldn't run the football. Well, nobody would run the football. Well, I believe what Jimmy P, minus 14 yards, what the team were averaging?
Through three games, Sioux Falls is still averaging negative rushing yards against their three opponents. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we have Alex Gordon coming up in just a little bit. When we roll back, we'll take a look at our Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em, see how that went. And we'll also talk a little volleyball again. Great weekend. How good are the Huskers? All that and more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
There's been a front-end collision with possible injuries.
A car has been involved in a crash. There were no witnesses. The driver couldn't communicate. How did he get help? Sensors in his car automatically sent crash details and his exact location to OnStar, who calls for help. You've always taken care of your car. With automatic crash response, it can take care of you. OnStar is standard for the first year on 11 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations.
At Microtel, everyone's in seventh heaven. Is it because we have free wireless internet in every room, our MicroPass frequent guest program, free Get Up and Joe breakfast, or the free local and long distance calls? Maybe it's because for the seventh year in a row, Microtel was again ranked highest in guest satisfaction among economy budget hotels by J.D. Power and Associates. Wow, 7 years in a row. Somebody must really like us. Book a great hotel at an even greater price. Visit MicrotelIn.com. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to JDPower.com.
It may already be Monday, but here's an idea that can extend your weekend just a little bit longer. Escape to Cunningham's Journal for Monday Night Football. Tonight, watch the San Diego Chargers take on the New York Jets. Head down to Cunningham's to catch all the action on their high-def TVs and throw back a couple of ice-cold beers with the boys. You can always begin the real work week on Tuesday. Cunningham's Journal, downtown on the Bricks, Kearney.
Tonight, it's an AFC matchup in San Diego as Brett Favre leads the 1-1 New York Jets into Qualcomm Stadium to take on an 0-2 Chargers team that needs to get back on track after two heartbreaking losses. Hi, everybody. This is Marv Albert. Join Dennis Green and me for all the action. The Jets, the Chargers. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Catch all the action tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A wind advisory goes in effect across the area this afternoon. Otherwise, look for a mix of clouds and sun to develop today with an isolated chance of a shower or thunder shower early on yet. Otherwise, look for highs of 83 with an increasing south wind about 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight will fall off to 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
We are the champions, my friends.
Weekly. That's right. Those of us that like the love, and respect the United States of America, like Derek and myself, are overwhelmingly enthused and just had a great time watching the Ryder Cup this weekend. Got totally into it. Got to hang out with some friends that were also into it, and Tony showed up later. So, you know, the United States, impressive. There's a couple MVPs out there. Justin Leonard was taking some lumps yesterday. You know what? If it wasn't for Justin Leonard on Friday and Saturday, the Americans would not have been in the position that they were in. But obviously, Boo Weekly, very big, and Anthony Kim, very big for the United States of America to win the Ryder Cup.
Awesome. Great work. Great work. I just wish down the stretch it wasn't a lot of – we weren't sitting on pins and needles to see who was going to win this. I just wish we could have acted a little bit more like we'd been there before. Anytime you got Paul Azinger in his little golf cart acting like a Shriner at a circus.
You hate the United States of America.
No, I just think Paul Azinger's out doing figure eight, so jumping off his golf cart.
So don't show any emotion. Don't show any emotion.
It was over.
Rewind to 2 years ago. Rewind to 4 years ago. But 2 years ago, anytime the Europeans host it, they go bonkers. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as it's respectful. And I didn't see anything disrespectful all weekend. You know, Lee Westwood got to burn his saddle, and I've liked Lee Westwood, so I don't understand what the whole burn his saddle was. I don't think anyone was ever yelling while they were putting.
I know.
But you have to paint this negative. So anyway, we go to Europe in 2 years with the Ryder Cup, 16.5 to 11.5, outstanding effort by the USA.
You know, interesting story, Hunter Mahan in 1999, when the Americans won it for the last time, Hunter Mahan was in the crowd, got his picture taken with Justin Leonard, because their teaching pro is the same guy, Randy Smith. Well, it's interesting that they played together in this Ryder Cup, so a little story behind the scenes there. But, yeah, congratulations, him. I just wish that there was – why are we normally so reserved in golf, but it's okay to just absolutely go bonkers and the gentleman part of the game is thrown out the window with this deal?
You get wild at the Davis Cup in tennis, the Ryder Cup in golf. You have no point here. That's the way it's always been. Excitement. It's gotten more exciting over the years because that's the way society has moved along, and it's now competitive. There's a chance that the U.S. could lose. I mean, and they have lately. It used to be the United States won all the time, so it wasn't that big a deal. Now it's a little bit bigger deal.
I just thought the last time, obviously, with the bombs that were dropped on the putts and all the suspense coming to the end, I understand why there was so much emotion. This deal was over since about 12:15 yesterday. The Americans clinched. Everybody knew it was over. I mean, it wasn't the half court shot at the buzzer. It wasn't the Hail Mary pass. I mean, I just don't know why we needed 4 hours of emotion. I mean, act like we've been there
before.
You are
so absolutely, unbelievably, totally wrong. I can't even begin to. I mean, the show would go on for hours about that's just so off base, I can't believe it. What's not wrong, talk about something positive, our boys at Dyna-Grill.
Oh, yeah, we get fired up because we're talking profitability for your farming operation. We're talking 57 VO7. That's a new corn hybrid out, and that's the one they want you to talk about. They want you to call today, 1-800-652-9298. Optimize profit potential and peace of mind. Pre-emergence residual herbicide, followed by post-emergence herbicide. This all goes into the Roundup Ready 2 corn system. It can provide you additional bushels on your yield, an increase of up to $18 or more to your bottom line. Enhanced protection to your investment. Isn't that what it's all about, people? Dyna-Grow is where it's at. 1-800-652-9298. They're going to tell you, they're going to set you up with a seed dealer in your area, and then, well, as we say on the Doug and Dave Show, boom goes the dynamite with Dyna-Grow.
Here's late-breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And as we said at the top of the show, it appears that Nebraska-Missouri will be a night game, and it is official, announced this morning during the conference call, that Nebraska's October 4th home game against 6th-ranked Missouri will kick off, well, 8 p.m. Central Time is when it's going to come on TV, and will be shown nationally on the network. Telecast marks the second straight year the Huskers and Tigers have met in an evening game televised by ESPN. Nebraska hosts Virginia Tech this weekend, ABC at 7. Nebraska 26-3, night games at Memorial Stadium. Huskers, November 28th, regular season game against Colorado, also televised by ABC. But 5 of the 6 Big 12 games are going to be televised, and Nebraska gets the 8 o'clock slot. Oh, I don't like it. Those are for West Coast games. And I guess maybe the later it is, the more tanked Husker fans are going to be, but I don't think that helps the team on the field. I don't think it does, because let's face it, when they need your noise, if it is close in the second half, you'll be sobering up, it'll be over. So here's the lineup for next week, October 4th. Kansas at Iowa State on Versus at 11:30. Oklahoma at Baylor, 11:30 in the morning on Fox. Texas Tech, Kansas State is the ABC game at 2:30. Why? Why? Fox Sports, Texas at Colorado at 6, and then Missouri, Nebraska. ABC picked Texas Tech, Kansas State over Missouri, Nebraska.
Don't get it.
That's the pecking order. Then ESPN took Missouri, Nebraska. Then Fox, and then the leftover one went to Versus. And because of that, the volleyball match against Colorado will begin at 3 at the NU Coliseum.
People out there that don't know, obviously the early line already out, and the line much closer to what you predicted than what I predicted, and Nebraska favored by 6 points.
A little surprising, but that's the way Vegas works, and they know that there's more Husker people that are going to bet on the Huskers than Virginia Tech folks that are going to vote on Virginia Tech. We'll talk a lot of Virginia Tech football this week, hopefully. Tomorrow, Bo Pelini's press conference, we will hear from the coach as part of the extended Doug and Daddy show here on ESPN Radio. Hastings Area Chamber of Commerce once again teaming up with Hastings High School to recruit volunteers to help take tickets at the Girls State High School Softball Tournament October 15th through the 17th. If you're interested in helping with this event, please get a hold of the folks at the Hastings Chamber, 461-8402. They can give you all the information, 461-8402. Volleyball of the weekend, Hastings wins them both, UNK wins them both. Wasn't close in either one. They both swept. Nebraska looked pretty good against Texas.
What's going to keep this team focused? I think that'll be the real chore, because you've got Kansas State and Texas now out of the way. You've got to run down. Now you're just going to be beaten up on people that aren't as talented as you or close to as talented as you.
Alex Gordon is coming up next, but I want to get to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper inbox is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of Armor Lining, and of course they specialize in paintless dent repair for years. Get your vehicle up and going and looking sharp before winter hits on the bricks downtown Kearney. Well, of course, this is just a fast willy. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan and you're not email. That's all this is. I hesitate to even read it, but we will. Good morning, Brokeback Duo, as we hammered on the Eagles and Steelers game being pathetic. The Eagle D had just given up 41 points to the Cowboys, and the Steelers scored 6, so that just proves how much better the Cowboys are compared to the Steelers. Really, Doug? Well, yeah. Yeah, it does. The Eagles also scored 37 against the Cowboys and 15 against the Steelers. You know as well as anyone that the NFL is a week-to-week league and very difficult to compare these games like you seem to be doing. I want you to remember that. You know as well as anyone that the NFL is a week-to-week league. I want you to remember that, because in this email, I agree the Steelers' offense looked bad yesterday, but the D was solid. We'll have to wait and see how everything shakes out. Talk to me again when the Cowboys win a playoff game. It seems like it has been a while. Wait, I have it right here. December 28th of 1996. The Steelers have won 8 playoff games since that time. Cowboy fans really seem to enjoy those regular season wins. What? We're talking about last year? We're talking about 10 years ago? We're in the same email? You say you know as well as anyone that the NFL is a week-to-week league? You hypocrite. Fast Willie. Steelers will plummet in the power rankings this week. Break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Alex Gordon next.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Ground 1, this is Tower 1. I am swinging into position.
Tower 1, this is Boat 3. I will count you down for 3, and 2, and 1, and... Bingo.
Bullseye, Tower 1.
This is what it sounds like when engineers use Nextel Direct Connect to place a 780-ton suspension bridge foundation tower. Communicate in less than a second with Nextel Direct Connect and get more done with unlimited plans only on the Now Network. Visit Sprint.com/Nextel.
Mel Kiper Jr. here. Have you always dreamed about a career in sports? Dr. Lynn Lashbrook with Sports Management Worldwide offers online training courses that launch your sports career. Sports Management Worldwide at smww.com trains people in as little as 8 weeks to be sports agents, scouts, and work in the front offices of the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA, and NASCAR. Call Sports Management Worldwide at 877-SMWW now. That's 877-SMWW-NOW. Call now or visit smww.com.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A wind advisory goes in effect across the area this afternoon. Otherwise, look for a mix of clouds and sun to develop today with an isolated chance of a shower or thunder shower early on yet. Otherwise, look for highs of 83 with an increasing south wind about 15 to 30 miles per hour. Tonight will fall off to 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
It's amazing. You know, we play this patriotic American music. It's like throwing holy water on a vampire. Daddy's skin is bubbling over there.
Hey.
That's right. Fine. Why don't you walk across the street and tell those kids you hate the United States of America?
Go over there and tell them I love the United States of America. You just don't have to act like an idiot when you get some success for the first time in a while.
Europeans are idiots. They're hammering Nick Faldo for mismanaging the team. Really? Gee, you lost. If it was happening over here, they'd have hammered on Polyzinger. What a joke. You know what? Don't hammer on your curbing. Don't hammer on the edging around your shrubs in your beautiful home. Get it done by Curbit. Continuous edging lays low to the ground, making it easy to get close with the mower. It's durable, full one-year everything warranty when it comes to installation or materials defects. Makes the yard look better than your neighbors. Custom colors. Improves the value of your home with Curbit appeal. You can call Curbit. Let them help you plan it, install it so you don't have to spend so much time working outdoors this fall when you would rather be going to games, watching things on TV, just hanging out with the family. For more information, go to the website, curbit.net. Curbit.net. Matt and the gang has everything you could possibly want. See them out there working all the time. They're doing an excellent job in the Tri-Cities. They can do it for you at curbit.net.
Doug, obviously, we're going to talk a little baseball here with Alex Gordon of the Kansas City Royals. Royals are finally winning some games, maybe at a meaningless point, but nonetheless, they're playing it out and they're playing well.
Major League Baseball season winding down. We're into the final week now and coming back to play a little baseball, Daddy, after really a first significant injury of his time in Kansas City, Alex Gordon. And we're going to have an opportunity here in just a second to catch up with Nebraska's own Mr. Gordon as he's getting through his second year here with the Royals.
Doug, I think, probably that's an immediate question. A lot of people thought, why wouldn't you just set the rest of the year out? And Alex joins us right now. Alex, thanks so much for the time. And why did you come back and finish out the year?
You know, why sit out when you're healthy and you can come back and help the team? I know this season, you know, typically we're not going to make the playoffs, and you know, people would say, hey, just sit it out and rest it the rest of the year. But you know, we're still playing hard, we still want to win, and you know, that's our goal, and that's what, you know, we get paid to do. So that's what we go out there and do every night.
Tell us a little bit about the injury. Obviously, you must feel 100% or you would not have come back. How do you feel now that you've got another week under your belt?
I feel good. Trainers did a great job. You know, I did a lot of underwater rehab and a lot of exercises to get back on the field. And I think that's why, you know, I made it back so quick, you know, just getting in there and getting my work done. So it feels good. You know, I've tested it. I've made some diving plays, tried to run over a catcher, and you know, no pain. So it's definitely a lot better.
Alex, I guess a lot of people look at the hot run you guys are on right now, and a lot of people again, like, wow, what took so long for this team to get together and be playing this type of baseball this late in the season?
You know, it's there's probably a lot of things, and you know, why go into details with them? We just had a lot of ups and downs, and You know, that 12-game losing streak hurt, and you know that's gonna put a damper on our season. But you know, this little streak put on right now is definitely helping out, and hopefully we can carry this this confidence and this momentum into the next season.
Former Husker and current Kansas City Royal third baseman Alex Gordon joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Trey Hillman said from the very beginning he had a plan for this fairly young team. Guys are going to need at bats. Guys are going to make mistakes. Do you think he stuck to that plan? Do you think that's working?
Yeah, we do have a young team, and that's the learning process. Getting the experience, getting at bats, and I think if we keep the same core group of young guys together, we're going to learn together, and it's going to, I think, pay off in the long run. And we're going to be a good team, hopefully sooner than later.
Alex, I guess you guys wrap up things with Minnesota. Do you take that as a challenge to maybe make some noise and influence who moves on to the playoffs?
Oh, for sure. And, I know the pitching staff and, all the position players are, hopefully we can, play them when it's when it means something and have a little extra to it. And I know that'll make the game a lot more fun. And hopefully we can, play the spoiler because, we're still playing hard and still trying to play for something.
Chat with Alex Gordon here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Alex, tell us a little bit about your season around the injury. You kind of got off to a red-hot start, then hit a little bit of a slide, then were able to kind of balance things off. You're, I assume, used to now what you're seeing in the major leagues. Your assessment of how your year went?
Yeah, I had my ups and downs. I started off hot, and, that was good. Comparing to last season when, I started off ice cold. And it just had my ups and downs, and it's a long season, and I'm learning too, and I'm still pretty young, so hopefully I can next year keep it more consistent.
Alex, of course, you only in your second year, you're considered a young guy on this team. Who are the other young guys that you think could be very, very good Major League Baseball players if this thing is held together?
Well, I know he's been around for a while, but Zach Greinke is really stepping into, one of those elite pitchers in the American League, and I think everyone's seeing that now, and I think he's only 24, but you would think he's a lot older than he is. And of course Mike Avilas has stepped in good, but he's older. He's 28, 29, so you see the maturity out there, and the kind of player that we need on our team.
He stepped in and kind of took over for Tony Pena Jr. at the beginning of the year. Great to have somebody step up like that. But as we head towards the offseason, fans know that there's going to be some changes. Where do you see the direction of the team going here in the offseason?
Hopefully we can keep, some of the same guys around, because I think we got a good core group of guys. But, obviously, to try to stay in the competition of the Central and all that, we need to pick up some guys and maybe get a few more bats and a few more pitchers. So if it's possible and we can do that, that's great to better help our team.
Alex, to have a veteran guy at second base a lot of the year, Mark Grudzielanek, what's that done for you to learn from kind of just a consummate professional at that position?
Yeah, it's been great, and he's been banged up a little bit this year, and he's playing through it, and being an older guy, and not really having a whole lot to prove, and just still going out there and playing as hard as he can, and just taking it one day at a time, and he's a true professional, and he's definitely a guy that everybody I think on this team looks up to.
Chat with Alex Gordon here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, I don't think we ever have to say former Husker, current Royal, because everybody continues to follow your career. Did you think the bobblehead looked like you at all this year?
kind of. Tony Pena came out, and it was almost like another bobblehead of mine. So we kind of made a joke that, we just had extras of mine and put it on Tony's and try to save some money, but I thought it kind of looked like me a little bit.
Alex, of course, the Kauffman Stadium getting a makeover, so it will be much, much different next year. Same with Yankee Stadium. They're tearing that place down. The last time you guys were there, did you steal anything? Did you take a little memento away from there or anything?
No, I didn't. And even if I did, I probably wouldn't tell you guys anyway.
You just deposited a home run, I think, in the last game that you guys played there. You're 2 years in, like we said. Has it sunk in yet that you're a professional baseball player and getting to do the things you get to do?
Yeah, it has a while ago, and now it's kind of just came, became a force to have it now, just coming to the ballpark and not even thinking about that, just playing baseball and enjoying my teammates and, you know, stuff like that. So it's sunk in a while ago, and, you know, now it's kind of just going out there every day and playing hard.
Alex, I guess for just baseball fans that like to go catch a series somewhere, where's a couple of your favorite ballparks to go now 2 years in?
I've always said Boston is probably my favorite. Fans are great. Atmosphere is great. And, you know, the ballpark and everything around it's great. So number one choice would have to be the Red Sox.
I know you're paying attention to what's going on as we get ready for the playoff race. As far as some of the teams you've faced, and we get down to this last week of the regular season, who would you give the nod going into the race? I know maybe the Interleague's not going to give you much of a shot for a National League, but who do you think has the best all-around ball club in the American League that you've faced?
I would have to probably go with the Angels. And, you know, we haven't played them for a while, and they made some big pickups, you know, with Teixeira. And, you know, just, you know, all-around talent, pitching, outfield, everything, their closer. I would say, you know, they probably have the edge.
Alex, I guess, do people in the clubhouse in Kansas City sort of cheer for the Rays as well, just because they are that small market team?
Yeah, you know, I probably will be that guy too, and they're a young group of guys, and definitely have a lot of confidence in themselves, and, you know, they're proving it. So I think not only me, but a lot of people are going to be going for them once they get in the playoffs.
Only got about a minute left here with Alex Gordon of the Kansas City Royals on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Alex, one of the things, and it's happened all season long, and I thought I'd pose the question to you, and maybe you can answer it the best way you can, but every time Kansas City gets on some kind of a winning streak, there's always two or three negative emails that come to the show saying, well, once these guys get good anyway, they're a small market team, Alex Gordon's going to move on, a couple of the other good guys are going to move on, because that's what's happened for the last 15 years. What do you say to Royals fans about maybe when your contract comes up and what the team's trying to do to keep the good players in Kansas City?
Yeah, well, you know, I have no reason to move. I love it here, and it's close to home. So, you know, I'm not really, you know, worried about moving on to somewhere else, because hopefully if everything goes right and, you know, we keep these guys here and we can do some special things. And, you know, I think all the other guys aren't looking forward to, you know, playing good and then moving on. I think we want to play good here and win here.
Alex, what's a basic off season as you look ahead to the off season? I assume you guys work out. Do you go somewhere? I know a lot of those guys go south and play baseball in the Dominican or somewhere like that. What does it hold for? What's the off season hold for Alex Gordon?
Well, I am going south 2 weeks after the season, but it's actually for a vacation. I don't think there'll be a bat or a glove or a baseball there, but. We're going to Acapulco, Mexico, so, you know, that should be fun. You know, it's a long season, so you got to enjoy it when it's over and enjoy it for a while, and then, you know, get back into the mentality of getting in shape and getting ready for next season. Start all over again.
Well, Big Red's only played three football games, but we've already seen a lot of former pro athletes come back and make an appearance. Are the fans going to see you in Lincoln at a Big Red game?
For sure, every game. That's kind of, you know, really don't have anything to do in the off season, so, you know, football is the main priority, and, you know, I'm going to be there for everyone, try to almost make it to most of the road games. So, you know, I'm liking what I'm seeing so far, and hopefully we can keep it up.
What's going on with those Chiefs down there? Are you helping them too?
I haven't been paying attention to them. I've been kind of staying away from that. They're not looking too hot right now.
Well, hopefully things can get changed around. And Alex, as always, a ton of fans watching. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter where you're at. When Alex Gordon comes up to bat, people kind of stop what they're doing. They'll even wait on buying an entire round just to see what you do.
Yeah, it's pretty special. You know, everywhere we go, there's always someone saying, you know, go Huskers or something like that. And, you know, my teammates always give me a hard time about it, but, you know, I think they're just jealous. And, you know, it's kind of fan support we get.
Well, Alex, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Every time we get a chance to catch up with you, and maybe we'll get to bump into you down at a Husker game.
All right, guys, thanks.
Enjoy Acapulco.
For sure.
No, he's not taking you?
No.
I think he hung up.
No, he obviously has not saw my tan.
That's something. Wow. Alex Gordon, Royals last week. Got a couple more games for you here to wrap up the season on ESPN Radio. And then, of course, this weekend, more great football for you. Speaking of football, sorry, Sorry, caller, who this week was Jeff and Carney.
Chump.
Nice 5-5 in the Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em.
Beat it, nerd.
Sorry.
Oh, no, Mr. Bell.
Jeff, crushed. Who's the winner this week? That's right, I was. 7-3. Missed on Auburn, LSU, which, Iowa, Pittsburgh, by a point. And then, of course, Tennessee wasn't so good. Daddy went 6-4. Derek and the caller, Derek also went 6-4. The caller 5-5. So I guess that would make the caller, Jeff and Carney,
a loser.
All right. Johnny Casino's, where you're never a loser. Home of the Wednesday 10-ounce ribeye steak special for just $11.99. Just west of the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. There was one other thing I think we wanted to talk about before we got out of here. Oh, that's right. Derek, who's leading the AFC East?
Oh, the Buffalo Bills, baby. 3-0. The 3-0 for the first time since 1992. That year, Super Bowl. They lost, but they made it.
Super Bowl. They were 11-5 that season.
Here is your top 10 in the Associated Press. Big 12, Oklahoma 2, Missouri 6, Texas 7, Texas Tech 10. Just top 10. SEC, Georgia 3, Florida 4, LSU 5, Alabama 8. Why even bother? It's the SEC and the Big 12. Tomorrow, Doug and Daddy's show. It's Big 12 football. We're back into it. The biggest game of the year for the Huskers, Virginia Tech. We will be bringing you the very latest and special guest, Bo Pelini's press conference. We'll bring it to you at noon tomorrow. Don't forget, it was also announced during the Doug and Daddy show today that the Nebraska-Missouri game will be on ESPN national coverage. 8 o'clock is when it's going to start. 8 o'clock, late start. You know, for never having a night game, the Huskers now are going to have 4 for sure out of their first 5.
Doug, San Diego, New York Jets. Who you got tonight?
You know, this is scary. I really think it is. You can't put a lot on, well, the Chargers, just because they should be 2-0. Well, they should be 2-0 and ready for a letdown. They have to be let down right now. A lot of pressure on them tonight. I think this is going to be a good football game. I say San Diego wins a close one. I think the Jets are ready to go. Brett Favre always good on Monday night. What do you think?
Well, big surprises out there yesterday. A lot of those games came down to the wire, such as the Buffalo Bills, such as the New York Giants. You know what? I'll take the points. 9.5.
I want to thank Daryl Morris, UNK, Paul Merkowitz, Hastings College, and, of course, Alex Gordon for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!